Here goes Janikowski to beat him at the gun. Nice man. Beckman's got it down, and Jano's got it up, and it is good! The Raiders have beaten the Pittsburgh Steelers!
On behalf of the team, the trainers, everybody in the organization, we'd like to present you with the first game ball. This is what you all about to do.
Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Jim Plunkett alongside head coach of the Raiders, Dennis Allen. Congratulations, Coach, on your first victory coming right near your birthday. Couldn't be better than that, could it?
No, it was great. It was a lot of fun. It was a great crowd out there. The players played extremely hard. They fought all the way to the very end, and it was a great win for us.
The players prior to this Pittsburgh game talked about bringing the wood. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what motivational thing that was?
Well, we knew this was going to be a 60-minute fight, and right. We knew that Pittsburgh was a tough, physical football team, and we knew we were going to have to match their physicalness. So our motto or our theme throughout the week was kind of bring the wood, and we gave everybody a baseball bat that said bring the wood, and the guys kept swinging, and we were finally able to win the game there at the end.
Now, you're talking about 60 minutes, and it was exactly 60 minutes, and it was pretty neat. Carson Palmer had a pretty darn good game, and almost all of it from the line of scrimmage. Was that the plan going in?
Yeah, absolutely. And Carson's, you know, he's done it a lot in his career.
Right.
He's extremely good at it, you know, and you got to have a veteran quarterback to be able to do that.
Sure.
So I was really pleased with the way that he was able to get us in and out of good plays and put us in the best position to win and be successful on game day.
You know, Brandon Myers certainly is becoming a person of interest, so to speak. He's really becoming part of that offense, which has been really lacked in the Raiders scheme of things over the last few years. Is that by design, or is that just how it's turning out?
Well, I think a little bit by design, and I think a little bit by, you know, the fact that, you know, teams are trying to take away some of the things that we're able to do on the outside with our receivers. And so Brandon's done an excellent job in the passing game of finding the holes in the zone defenses, making himself available to Carson. And when he's there, and when he's open, Carson's getting in the ball, and he's catching the ball and getting upfield and gaining yards for us.
You know, my entire career, going all the way back to high school, I was very partial to tight ends. You know, they're the guys you can get open underneath because they're usually covered by a linebacker, and they have big bodies, and it's hard to get around them. So, you know, I think it's a big plus for the Raiders right now.
Well, absolutely. And this game's all about mismatches. And,
right.
you know, you want to win your one-on-one matchups, usually the tight ends have a little bit of an advantage. You know, they're bigger than the safeties and a little bit more athletic than the linebackers.
Offensively on the ground, you seem to get something going, you know, after a slow start these first two games. But against Pittsburgh, 64-yard run right out of the chute. Any changes, or are they just getting better at what they're doing?
Well, I think they're getting better at what they're doing. It takes a little bit of time to get used to the zone scheme and how we're running it and how we're coaching it. But when you can go back and look at that play, I mean, it was extremely well blocked. We did a great job at the point of attack, getting some movement. We did a great job of sealing off the backside. Darren made a heck of a cut, and then we had some downfield blocks that helped spring him. So that's the way the zone scheme is supposed to operate, and our guys operated it to perfection on that play.
Good. On the defensive side, Wheeler, I thought, had a tremendous game. He seemed to be all over the field making plays.
Yeah, he's done a great job for us, and he's been that way since day one that we got him. He loves the game of football. He flies around. He has fun. He plays defense the way it's supposed to be played. And he's been productive doing it in our scheme. So we're real pleased with Philip Wheeler.
What was the change in that fourth quarter, having trouble stopping him the entire game? But that fourth quarter, all of a sudden, the defense became very stout and got the ball back on several occasions for the offense.
Yeah, a couple change-ups that we made schematically gave them a little bit different look and took away a throw that Ben wanted to have. And we were able to come back in and get a little pressure on him. He threw the ball away, which was a good thing. And our guys just, you know, they believed.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they rose up at a critical time in the game and made the plays that we needed to make to win the game.
You just signed Andre Carty. Is he going to be a factor this week in that pass rush game of yours?
Well, we'll see. You know, he's done a good job of coming in and trying to get a hold of the scheme and understand what we're doing schematically. Andre's obviously a talented player. He's been a good player in the league for a long time. Mm-hmm. So there'll be a point in time, you know, for sure where he'll be an asset for us.
Talk talk a little bit about Denver. What do you see in Peyton Manning? Do you think he's the same quarterback he has been over the last previous few years?
Absolutely. I see still accuracy in his throws. I see timing in his throws. I see a guy that understands what the defense is trying to take away, and he's able to exploit the weaknesses of a defense. So he's a huge challenge, and we got to work cut out for us against Peyton Manning.
And their defense, you've got Dummerville, you got Von Miller, who's already got 4 sacks in 3 games. What kind of challenges do they present?
Well, they play extremely hard. They're real fast. They understand how to get after the quarterback. So we're going to have to do a good job of protecting on the edges. And we're going to have to do a good job of matching their speed that they like to fly around on defense. And we're going to have to get some big plays on them.
It's kind of a homecoming for you in a sense. You had that defense to yourself last year. Are there things that you feel you can take advantage of?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's things that we feel like we can take advantage of with their aggressiveness and the way that they play. And, you know, they're extremely well coached. They're a good group of guys over there. They play the game hard. They're a good football team and a good defense, and it's going to take everything we got to beat them.
Well, thank you for coming on the Silver and Black Show. Good luck to you this Sunday.
Absolutely, Jim. Thanks. Okay.
Thank you, Coach.